Amen. Please have a seat.
Well, good morning, Valley Bible Church. As Chris mentioned earlier, Global Outreach Sunday, and if you don't know what that is, about once a quarter, we pause our normal series and we bring in one of our global outreach partners or someone who we are connected with in a great way in missions, and we have them share about their ministry because we want you to know and hear directly from them what they are doing. And by extension, what we are doing, because we support these works in other parts of the world. And so we desire to be involved in that. And many of you have heard the name of Stuart Rowell. Stuart is one of our global outreach partners that we've had from a long time. We've had connection with him here at Valley Bible Church even before Ben and Tara came. Ben and Tara spent time in the Balkans and in Central and Southeast Europe with Stuart. I have spent time with him. Doug, one of our other elders who was up here, has spent time with him there, and so we have spent a lot of time there. But Stuart, if you don't know, he has pulmonary fibrosis, and he's toward the end of that 5-year original kind of diagnosis or prognosis for his how long it would last. And so he is unable to travel as he once did, even though he traveled extensively throughout the Balkans. And we have with us today Kostya and Ira Bakanov?
Yes.
Okay. And so we're going to have Kostya come, and you can even come up here. Stuart met Kostya in Ukraine when he was there in 94, 95, right around in that area. And I met Kostya just 3 years ago, I think. And that was because actually Stuart had picked Linda and I up near Trieste and took us down to this gospel workers gathering, a conference in the Balkans down in Serbia. And on the way down, he told me, "There's only one problem. I can get you down there, but I'm not coming back up right away." And we're like, "Oh no, we got to get back up to Trieste." And so, praise the Lord for Kostya, who picked us up and took us as far as Zagreb, and then we got a hitched a ride with a couple of Slovene brothers up to Ljubljana, and then we took the train to Trieste, and we're able to get back home. Anyway, but that's how I met Kostya. So Kostya, this time is yours, and we look forward to hearing about you. You won't find Kostya and Ira's picture on the wall yet. We are not officially partnered with them, but we are partnered for the sake of the gospel because we are doing the same works. And so, all right, Kostya.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. For me, it's like not the first time to be in the church building, but to be on a Sunday morning with you all, it's a first time. My name is Kostya, and my wife is here. We're traveling for almost a month here in the States. We just visited a few places here in Oregon and then in Minnesota, and still have a few churches to visit in the next couple of weeks. If you can go to the slide about the family. I am from Ukraine. I was born in a former Soviet Union. My mother and father and my grandmother were believers. We were living in a very small village, and I got saved when I was 20. My parents and my mom and my dad and my grandmother, we were blessed. We had a Bible in our home. It was really rare, you know, for the maybe in town of 15 to 17,000 people, we were the only Christian family at that time. Yes, it was kind of hard to believe for you guys because you have churches on every corner here, and you can choose, you know, which Sunday you want to go this and that. Or for us, it was not like that. My mom and my dad, you know, became believers when they were in their late 40s, already have a family, kids, successfully employed, working for in the government jobs and everything. The night that they were baptized, next morning, they were fired from their jobs, lost their jobs. It was early 80s, 81, 82, still a time of communism, still a time of persecution. I remember my granny, how she read the Bible to me and to my brother and to my sisters, and was a beautiful story, but it was kind of so far away. I mean, it's like 2,000 years ago. It's maybe not real or what, but it was really a great time. I served in the army because it was mandatory. 87, 89, I spent 2 years in Eastern Germany. It was Eastern and Western Germany for you guys who are, you know, still remember those times, you know, for some of us younger people, you know, for the younger generation, you know, it was two big, you know, enemies, you know, the United States and the Soviet Union, and we were in Eastern Germany. Came home, no purpose and direction in life, really felt like, okay, what am I gonna do? You know, I'm 20 years old. The country that I served is falling apart because the Berlin Wall was down, you know, came down, and then how and where. And just was great a time to reflect about myself, about my life. So I decided that I will go and join my brother in his farming. And his farming business, you know, was one of the things that we did. We did beekeeping. So raising bees, selling honey, you know, until today I have bees, you know, and I really enjoyed, for me, being in the ministry, beekeeping days is my mental health days. Because to be with people all the time, it's just kind of, yes, you need to get and get some. So I have three kids, they're all adults. My oldest son is lives in here in the States, in California, and we will forgive him for that. Yeah, our youngest son and daughter, they are with us in Zagreb in Croatia. It's a former Yugoslavia country. My oldest son is a dental technician, so he's working at the laboratory. So he's, as you know, favorite him. You know, crown him with many crowns. So he, because he makes these crowns. I mean, it's just like, you know, our daughter, she's very smart, and she graduated university in Kiev in Ukraine. And then she ended up now, because of the war in Ukraine, in Zagreb. She's working as a dental doctor, dentist, whatever. And our youngest son is he's a programmer. He's working for an American company, you know, really messed up schedule, but, you know, he's working from home. Praise the Lord for that. You know, please pray for my children, you know, for our children, for the boys especially, because as a parent, you know, I see how they kind of drifted away from the Lord sometimes, you know, and it is hard. And I know myself, you know, I've been in the same situation. And then God got a hold of me. And I was really, truly converted and saved. And I was discipled. Discipleship is part of the, I feel it's like God is calling me, you know, to do this again and again and again, you know, to disciple other believers. If we can go to the next slide. Yeah, I mean, this is a group of guys that we were serving together in Crimea. Crimea is the most southern peninsula of Ukraine. Unfortunately, 2014 was annexed by Russia. If you still remember this, you know, what was happening there. For more than 20 years, I was involved in the ministry with these men together in Crimea. The number of churches and number of believers in Crimea while we were serving, and God just really opened the door, have tripled. The number of churches and number of believers have tripled. Not because we've done something, because God was working. So my an idea that I had and a vision that we had is to help other people to be, you know, equipped for the ministry. And the verse here is 2 Timothy 2:2. Maybe some of you know this verse by heart, by 2 Timothy 2:2. Paul is speaking to his disciple. Everything you heard from me in presence of many witnesses, pass on to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Paul is speaking at least about four generations of Christians. Paul, the first generation, Timothy, faithful, and others. So that this, the whole idea about making disciples, getting people saved and disciple them, it was Jesus, you know, his example. He was working with 12 men. Paul was doing the same thing, and the church grew in the first century, and the church is growing in the 21st century, the same way. Not just to new converts, to bring them into the beautiful building and preach at them or to them, but it's discipleship, personal involvement in their lives, in a way of, you know, for me to remember, you know, what discipleship is all about, is a 3D ministry: discover, disciple, and deploy. It's very simple, it's basic, it is, you know, easy to remember, but to find the people, to discover, and then to disciple, to equip them, and then to deploy, to let them do ministry. That's the basic, you know, explanation of ministry, what I was doing in Crimea, and now in Croatia. We go to the next slide. God brought us, really put on our hearts, to go to former Yugoslavia. It was 2011, and I was one of the pastors in Simferopol Baptist Church. Church was growing like crazy, you know, really. We were in the process of planting church number 15 or 17. So the really explosion was happening, you know, really revival was happening. And then I met people who came to Kiev from Croatia, and they told us, would you consider come and explore, maybe something could be, there's no way to do copy-paste ministry. You cannot copy something in Ukraine and bring it to Croatia. But with your experience, with your excitement, with your enthusiasm, and with your knowledge, maybe something could happen in Croatia as well. So the best way is to train Croatians, of course. In 2016, 10 years ago, after the Crimean annexation, we finally moved to Croatia from Crimea. It was a long process for us. And I've really, in the beginning, I prayed, Lord, I really don't know. I have 3 children. You know, they are in a high school, university, first year. It's going to be difficult, you know, how we will organize that. And but then, you know, Lord, you know, God has a plan, had a plan, and he still has a plan. So in order to kick us out from Crimea, he sent Russian troops to Crimea. Unfortunately. So we were encouraged to go to go to the mission field. So in 2016, we arrived to Zagreb, Croatia, and we started ministering there, you know, first of all, learning language. It took us about a year and a half, 2 years to learn the language. And now Croatia is a base of operation for us, Ira and myself. We are traveling a lot. We started a small church in outskirts of Zagreb, in the suburb of Zagreb, and then traveling throughout the former Yugoslavia country. We speak the same language, you know, with them. It's not Russian or Ukrainian, it's Croatian, Serbian, Bosnian, Montenegro, Macedonian, I mean, lots of languages. Somebody asked me today how many languages I speak. You know, it depends. Which country are you? And, you know, of course, you know, 5, 6, if you want to add former Yugoslavia languages, it's about 7 or 8. But, you know, it's praise God for that, because he is working in us. And then he's working through us. He's discovering us, discipling, and then deploying. That's his ministry. It's not because I am so smart or whoever, you know, come with this strategy. It's God's plan for us to be part of the church body, part of his body, you know, his in the area, and then maybe God will send you maybe to another part of the world, maybe across the street, maybe to talk to your neighbor, invite him to Easter Sunday service. It's also a mission field. I mean, there's a huge mission field here in the States, as I understand. And we know that. And we guys, I mean, we're praying with you, and we ask you to pray for us in Croatia. Next slide, just a little bit of, if we can go to, Croatia, you know, less than 8,000 believers and 4 million people. Most of the Croatians, they consider themselves Catholics. So for them, it's a national identity. It's not just a religion, because they had this war between Croatians, Bosnians, and Serbians, different religious background, lots of hate, hatred towards each other. You know, it's so region really have a deep religious roots, but they desperately need Jesus, because religion and the relationship, it's opposite. It's not, you can be a religious person, but you don't have a relationship with Jesus. That's the biggest obstacle for Croatians to, because for centuries they were raised Catholic, they were going to church in a Catholic environment and everything. So for us to break through, it's a tough, it's hard work, it's hard and difficult ministry. Next slide, please. So we started ministry in 2016, discipling believers, preaching in Croatian language, learning the language. God also opened the doors for us to have a radio broadcast every Wednesday night, 45 minutes live on the local FM radio station. It was a miracle how God opened that door. And today I'm just grateful that the church that we've started, the 95% of them are first-generation believers. Never been to church, never read the Bible, never knew how to pray. And God just really opened this door. We have a church about maybe 20, 25 people, 25 adults, you know, just, I don't know, very small section, you know, half of this corner, you know. This is our church, and about 10, 15, 12 kids, age zero from 0 to 10. So we are young, small congregation of believers in our area. In our town, we have about 20,000 people. History of this town is 800 years. And we are the first and only evangelical church there, non-Catholic church, Bible-believing church. 20,000 people and a very small flock, very small congregation of believers. So we need your prayers and we need your support and we need your encouragement. Because in many cases you feel like you're just fighting against, you know, just pushing uphill all the time. Maybe it's hard to see, but this is the you know, like the yellow star. It's the Dugasela, it's where we have a church. Three blue dots is the places that we want to see church planting going. In one of the locations, we already have Bible study, and we have people who get saved in the last few years. And then two other blue dots is the place where we do prayer walking. And as Gospel of Luke 10, God, Jesus sent two by two to pray, to bless, and search for the person of peace, look for the person of peace. So this is what we are doing, going regularly to the places. The orange dots is where our believers and Christian families are located that attend our church. So they have to drive, whatever, 45 minutes to an hour to come to church. It's a great, I mean, from the time-wise and the, you know, sacrifice and everything, but nothing is too big of a sacrifice, you know, if we love the Lord and we want to serve Him. So really our vision to plant the gospel witness in about 30 minutes reach, you know, so people have opportunity to hear the gospel, to be discipled, to meet with other believers, and be encouraged and share Christ with others. It's discovering, developing, discipling, and then deploying. I mean, it's not my church, it's His church. But in a way, God just put us together in a such a beautiful place. Croatia is beautiful, absolutely beautiful country. You know, and it is one of the unreached areas in Europe. It's hard to believe in the 21st century. Lots of persecution from the Catholic religious groups, you know, towards the evangelical believers, evangelical Christians. Because we are part of cult, we are part of sect, whatever. I mean, people who are getting saved, they are going through lots of pressure from their families, from their schools, from their work, because they are not part of Catholic Church anymore. They going to another meeting. Maybe we can go to the next. What else is happening with us in Crimea, in Croatia? Sorry, it's a summer retreats in Croatia for Ukrainians because of the war 4 years ago. What have started, and it's still going on. And I'm praying that God will intervene in a supernatural way and stop this war. But there are people who are in Ukraine, who are in Croatia, who are in other parts of Europe. And every year for the whole week in June, we are organizing this retreat for... They're supposed to be, you know, we could call them refugees, but they're not refugees, they are missionaries. In a way, God really brought this war and sent them out of Ukraine to Europe, to the place where Europe used to be a force of evangelism. Now is a field of evangelism where we need to plant seeds again and again and preach the gospel again and again. And for network, for just a rest together and encourage one another and create for networking with one another. This is what we are organizing. I never planned, never had an idea that this ministry will happen in Croatia, but God had a plan. He sent us ahead of time, like He sent Joseph to Egypt to prepare a place. So in the same way, I feel sometimes I'm not even close to Joseph. No, but in a way, God is just opening the new doors, and that we just need to go into these doors and raising funds for, you know, for these retreats, you know, for travel expenses, for, you know, it's a big ministry and it's a needed ministry. Go next slide, please. How you can pray for us, for believers to have hunger and desire to grow and to be discipled. Because there are people who are saved. And it's the beginning. It's not the end. They come to church building. They come Sunday regularly. And maybe in their heads, in their hearts, they feel like, okay, this is it. You know, I've got it. I got it. You know, I have my peace with God, I have a relationship with Jesus, everything is fine in my life. But in order to encourage them to have hunger and desire to grow, because your salvation is the beginning, it's not the end. The end is when we will be in heaven with Jesus, with God. But here on earth, we need to discover what God has gifted me with, you know, and need to be discipled. And I need to be deployed. That's the whole idea about that. For church planting opportunities, you have seen the map, the idea about having gospel presence, gospel witness in an area where people can come, can drive 30 minutes and be able to hear the gospel. Also in the partnership, you know, we need small short-term teams come to Croatia. First of all, to encourage local church and help with discipleship and help with the community outreach. For some, you know, it is hard to explain really, you know, what the impact you guys can make coming. Maybe some of you have traveled to mission trips, you know, to the mission field where you've been serving, and we're not building, we're not painting yet, we're not doing anything like that, but just to come and love on people. This small group of believers, 25 people, adults, who got saved 5-7 years ago, to help and pray and just to convey this message that, brother and sister, you're not alone. We're with you. We're in a great relationship with Jesus, but also horizontally, God brought us into one huge, big family. So that's the... I'm praying, and we are planning to have teams come from Crossover Church here in Spokane area. They will come in June and October, hopefully. But really, you know, next May, Caleb and a few others are coming to Bosnia. We will do gospel workers gathering. So it's not a conference, and it's not pastors' conference. It's gospel workers gathering. We're providing platform. We're providing some teaching for network, because there are people from Bosnia, or Muslim background maybe, from Serbia, from Croatia, from America, coming together and worshiping God. The countries who used to fight like 30 years ago, the bloodiest war before the Ukrainian war. Yeah, it was happening in Europe. It was in Yugoslavia, former Yugoslavia countries, where they fight each other. Today, bringing Christians together to pray together, to worship God, to study the Word of God. It's another miracle. It's another God's intervention, God's moment. Next slide. I think we have, yes, our financial support, because we're part of a Ukrainian network of churches and part of the Baptist Union of Croatia. But all our support for us, for the ministry, we are raising. So we still need to raise money for Ukrainian retreat, and we need to raise regularly, monthly, for our day-to-day living and ministry expenses. You know, gas here is a $5+, you know, or diesel or gas. What do you use? You know, in Croatia it's $7+ dollars per gallon. So in order to travel, in order to do ministry, it takes a lot of money, you know, to do this ministry. Next slide, please. God's grace, we bought 3 acres of land for our house to build the family home there. So you see the number that we need to raise to build the house, because we are foreigners in Croatia. We cannot take a loan like you guys have here. So every dime I'm investing, I have to raise it. God have to provide. And He is faithfully providing everything we need. You know, God's really, we bought this piece of land outside of Dugoselo, where we have, and you see, you know, this is a little kind of Google Map screen. screenshot. We're going to build a house, and we have place to have my bees, to have my mental health days, to go there. So, yeah, please pray for that, because God is working in us. God is working through us, and we want to be part of God's movement in Croatia. Next slide, I think. Yeah, this is kind of, at least the AI sketch, you know, whatever. we want to build not just a house, not just a home, but a ministry center as well. So a place where we can have people over, mission teams, church groups, Bible study, picnics. So this is the whole, it's lots of trees on the backyard. We're not going to cut them. We'll leave it as, and we have a place for garden. We call it garden with a higher purpose. Yes, because we have a higher purpose, not just to plant, you know, tomatoes and onions and garlic and then breathe. it's just to bring people together, enjoy the beautiful countryside and beautiful nature, God's creation, and share the gospel with them. Next slide, I think that's our contact information. It's on the bulletin as well, my email. You can take a picture if you want. I am part of a ministry called European Christian Mission, ECM, so International Christian Mission International USA, .org/Bakanov, and you will find information about our ministry. If you want to receive updates, prayer requests, just write me an email. I will be here on the second service, so I'm not running anywhere. So I'm just standing, and if you want to receive regular updates, that will be great. And also, there are ways to donate money through ECM to our ministry. I think this is it. This is the last slide. Yes. Thank you again, for letting us, having this opportunity to be with you guys. And it's a joy and a privilege to be part of God's family. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. A couple of things. Stuart sent me a post about a month and a half ago with a couple of Serbian guys who are in ministry who were in Croatia preaching at a church in Croatia.
Yeah.
For us, we might go, okay, that's not a big deal. That's a tremendous deal. Those relationships that are built for a Serb to be preaching to Croats is unheard of.
Yes.
But Stuart, for many years, has invested. And I know a big question was, as Stuart begins to come toward retirement and is no longer able to travel, who's going to keep looking after and building these relationships and this network in the Balkans specifically? Because it'd be really tough for a Croat or for a Bosnian or for a Serb to do that. And what did God do? He provided a Ukrainian.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Kostya is going to be taking on a lot of those responsibilities in the Balkans and kind of one of our main contacts in that area as well. And he's been around. He was preaching in Bosnia.
Yeah.
In
Serbia.
Leaders.
Yes.
500?
Yeah, in Bosnia, population about 2 million, and then less than 500 believers. Yes.
So God is using Kostya Nira, and so we're grateful for you being
here.
Thank you. There is more information in your bulletin. If you want to get a hold of them, you can see that on the last page there. And then something we do, we have a blanket makers ministry who make blankets, and we give them to our global outreach partners and those
Thank
who
you.
Come and speak. And so a
Thank
blanket
you.
In there
Thank
for you.
You.
If you want,
Thank
you can open it up because everybody likes to see it.
Okay.
We used to put
okay.
them around the walls, but the walls okay. don't
okay.
allow that anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you don't have any room in your luggage, we'll bring it in May. Okay? I'm not sure how much room you have, but just a small,
Thank you.
Small thing to remember the church by. So.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And then we got to try and put it
okay.
back and pretend
yes.
that you don't know anything about it till next service. But I'm going to pray for our brother Kostya here. And so grateful for you, brother, and for your ministry. Father, we come before you today, and we just pray for Kostya and Ira, Lord, the responsibilities they have, the places that you have taken them. We can only say, wow, God, you're doing something, and we don't always know what that is, but being basically kicked out from one place to another, but landing there in Zagreb and being called to ministry to reach others for the gospel, Lord, and to discover, to disciple, and to deploy others. Father God, I'm excited for that, and I pray that we would be as well for the work that you're doing around the world, but especially in the Balkans, these countries that are so divided and so hostile with one another, even today. Mm. And Lord, we just are grateful that you have provided a man like Kostya to be able to minister to the pastors and those who are working in these difficult, challenging places with little resources. Lord, we pray that you would provide for all of their needs, Lord, for support, for monthly support, for the retreat, the Ukrainian retreat, for the house, Lord, that they would like to build. Lord, would you help them with those things? Lord, with paperwork, because the visa situation is always a tentative one in that part of the world. And so we pray your blessings upon our brother and upon the rest of his ministry and his time here in the United States and as he heads back in just a week and a half or so back to Zagreb. Lord, would you be with him and with the Yidda as they travel? And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
And we are working as a go team toward how we might partner with them more, but would encourage you in whatever way God might lead you to do that as well, to partner with them and to get on their newsletter list and to understand their ministry more. So thank you for your time this morning, and let's sing a song.